Okay, welcome to Tea Time, where we talk about everything social media from Annie the Vlog to Nikki the Dragon. We got it all covered. We do the tea spilling so you don't have to. Along with all the social media drama, we may share some stories from our own lives. We are your hosts, Peyton Hope and
Peyton Cassie.
today we'll be discussing what this podcast is, the Jackson Hill scandal, Annie LeBlanc's new song, Play Nice, as well as the new One Thought Away music video starring Asher Angel with Khalifa and Annie LeBlanc. So let's start off with introducing ourselves. Peyton, you could start.
So, I'm Peyton Casson, and I'm from Southern California, and I dance, and I'm in eighth grade.
We were both going in the eighth grade. We're in the same school. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Peyton. I live a pretty similar life to the other Peyton, except mine is with the E and hers is with the A, so that's how you can remember us apart. So yeah, I live in Southern California. Me and Peyton go to the same school. We're going into eighth grade. I almost said seventh. And yeah, so this podcast will just be talking about everything in every episode, which will probably be weekly, right, Peyton?
Yeah,
Every episode will
because
have,
it's summer.
yeah, it's summer. Every episode will have something new to talk about. So, we're going to start off with the Jaclyn Hill scandal. Do you want to explain what that is, Peyton?
Okay, so basically what happened, Jaclyn Hill has been accused of having her hair or her worker's hair put into her lipsticks and mold growing on them.
Yeah.
So basically, people were like buying her lipsticks before the PR packages came, and they would have little bumps in them. And then one YouTuber, I'm like blanking out on her name. I think it was Kristen something. She put one of the lipsticks under a mic and saw like little particles and stuff, and it was just like really not good.
Yeah,
So.
I'm looking at the picture right now, and there's like kind of like cracks in it and speckles, and it looks like dirt and like crumbs. It's really gross. It kind of looks like you just took like a wet lipstick and like put it on the floor or something. It's really nasty.
Yeah, and then Jacqueline came back with a tweet. She tweeted, let me get up the tweet.
Okay.
Let me pull it up. I can't find it. Here, Peyton, what do you have any like thing?
Yeah, well, Peyton's finding the tweet. I'll talk more about maybe why this could happen or in my opinion on it. So this could happen for like faulty I don't know, manufacturing. And this happened with her eyeshadow palettes before. I remember the Vault collection when it first came out. There was a bunch of faulty eyeshadows. So, personally, I wouldn't blame Jacqueline for it since she isn't the one in the place building.
Factories.
Yeah. She's not making the lipstick. She is just has her name slapped on them and someone else's. So I'd blame probably Morphe and the workers in Morphe factory. Yeah.
I remember when I first heard about this, like everyone was talking about, oh, Jaclyn Hill scandal, Jaclyn Hill scandal. I was like, oh, I don't know what that is. So I did a little research on the internet, and it was like that, all that, and I'm trying to find the tweets right now. I'm going on Twitter, and I heard something about how it maybe was the gloves they started using in the factory.
Yeah, it
Like
could
they
be.
switched to latex or rubber gloves a couple days ago. I'm on my laptop right now.
Okay. So yeah, honestly, it happens to everyone, but she should have been launched it before she knew that it was like extremely like perfect.
I know. I mean, like you said, I don't blame Jacqueline. I think that the people in the factories need to, like, check, not use like those gloves anymore, you know?
I'd agree with that.
Or they're not, but I'm trying to, I think I found it. There's three tweets that
All right, I'm going to put on my story about some things that we should talk about.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to put on my story. What should we talk about? Social media drama. Okay, perfect. So let's, while Peyton's trying to find the tweet. So basically what our podcast is it's pretty much just like podcasts discussing all of like the weekly drama and what's happening. So if there's a breakup, if there's a scandal, we have it. And literally we'll be discussing anything. It isn't just beauty gurus or just social media stars. We really got it all, you know, we're gonna be talking about everything. Maybe even like world drama, you know, like metal straws and stuff. So yeah, and also I think we're gonna open up a link that you could like send questions because this is gonna be going on Apple Podcasts, I think, if it's good enough.
Oh.
So if you guys are listening to it, you could definitely go and put things, whether you have a question or you just want to say hi or anything you want, really. You could go to that link, which we'll figure out soon, probably not in this episode, and submit it. So, yeah.
I feel like Jaclyn Hill needs to like go, like if she doesn't want this to keep happening, she needs to like go to the factory where they're made and like make sure this isn't happening, or make sure like Morphe, or no, it's Jaclyn Hill Cosmetics that this happened to. Like this needs to like stop, because she learned before with the eyeshadows that like people aren't gonna be happy. And look, I found a tweet of someone who bought a lipstick that said, "At Jaclyn Hill and Jaclyn Hill Cosmetics, I'm a huge supporter. Seriously, love you. I was so excited to buy your lipsticks. Today, when I went to put on decaf, I noticed there was a hard ball inside of it. What is it? Can I get a replacement?"
That's like disgusting. I'd be
So
terrified.
I know. That's really gross. Okay, and then I can't show you pictures because I don't have things
Yeah,
that or have the
it's a
camera.
podcast.
Also, there's another tweet of someone who bought a lipstick that said, "I'm so confused. I just received my Jaclyn Hill Cosmetics lipsticks today, and after one use, noticed all these lumps. I'm scared. Jaclyn Hill, WTF is this?"
That is scary. So did Jacqueline have a response for this yet? Because I'll pull up the tweets if she did.
And then someone else said, "I love ya, Jaclyn Hill, but this white clump of lint on my lipstick.
Ugh.
Ew."
Okay.
Okay, she did have a comeback, and I'm trying to find it.
Okay, I'll look for it. Let me see. Okay, Jacqueline. All right. So it looks like.
Oh, she said, okay, after when she apologized to fans, she was apologizing for anything less than perfect, and apparently that the problems stem from the manufacturer. And then in response to the person's name who said that, who got the thing and put it under the microscope, what her name was, Rob Beauty Christie's review on YouTube, and Jacqueline responded to that and said, "If any of you are receiving lipsticks like this, please know that this is not hair. My factory used brand new white gloves to do quality control, and they shed all over my product. We switched to rubber gloves 2 days ago, and we'll make sure this never happens again."
Okay, let me look at some of her other tweets. So she says, I want to thank you all for your unbiased feedback on my lipstick collection, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Every comment or concern that has been brought to my attention has not been taken lightly. My team and I are working nonstop to address any and all issues you are having. And then she continues, I'm so sorry if the product you received is anything less than perfect. If you're unsatisfied, in any way, please contact help@jaclynhillcosmetics.com and we'll be sure to give you a full refund as we're going to send you a new product. She says, my team and I are working very hard on finding out exactly what the causing the grittiness and bumpy texture on some of the lipsticks. I am so sorry to see some of you dissatisfied with my product. I will make it right for you and learn from this mistake. That's a promise. She also says that, says, I plan on breaking my silence and addressing the issues regarding my lipsticks very soon. I've been working hard to gather all the facts and details so I could give you accurate answers. I appreciate for allowing me time to wrap my head around all this and investigate. So it does sound like she'll be addressing it soon, but she hasn't fully addressed it yet, other than her fans will get refunds and they are investigating what's going on right now.
Yikes. I'm on the Jaclyn Hill Cosmetics, hashtag Jaclyn Hill Cosmetics, hashtag on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at one that says, wow, me and my friend both had stomach issues from Jaclyn Hill and Jaclyn Cosmetics and didn't even know that's what it was from until others shared. This is insane and really scary. And then she has DMs like that she was DMing back and forth with other people. Mm-hmm. And she says, the day I used the lipstick, I had very abnormal stomach pains and bathroom stuff. TMI, but I don't care. I never in a million years would have even thought to correlate this. And then someone said, LMAO, same. I never would think makeup would do this. I have been analyzing everything. I eat and drink and my vitamins and stuff, and nothing is different, and I never have stomach issues. Mm-hmm. And she said, same. Wow, I'm legit shook. And someone else, and then someone said, this is insane. I'm so mad.
Yeah, so I think, in my opinion, you know, if people are really getting bad stomach problems from this, it can result in some sort of legal issue, especially if it's bad, like gives somebody a bad sickness that is could even result in death.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture right now and said, Jaclyn Hill, I love you, girl, but the hair is fungus. Time to recall your products and give people a 100% refund, not have them pay for shipping before you get people sick. Too late for that, boo-boo.
Yeah, it is very too late for that. So, what do you think we should move on next?
Oh,
what?
They just exposed Jaclyn Hill more.
Ooh, let's hear it.
It says, the white glove... The light glove line is a lie. You wore blue gloves in your behind-the-scenes video, plus a male worker is caught with bare hands touching products.
That's disgusting.
That's
nasty. And the fact that she's lying even makes it worse for her, to be honest, so she shouldn't do that at all.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on from that, there's a couple things we could talk about while we're waiting for some questions to get put into my story. So we could talk about Annie's new song, Play Nice, and read some of the lyrics and kind of, because there's like speculations that it's about Hayden Summerall. Or we could talk about Asher's new music video. What do you think?
I don't really care. I mean, I'm not up to date on a lot of the Annie LeBlanc stuff.
Okay, well, I'll explain it. So Annie released a song on Friday called Play Nice, or maybe it was before Friday, I'm not sure. I think it was Friday. Sorry if I'm wrong about this, but so a lot of people think that this song is possibly about Hayden Summerall. So I'll read some of the lyrics to you, and Peyton, you could share your opinion if you agree. So let me find the lyrics on my phone.
I'm searching up the song right now. Annie LeBlanc, Play Nice.
Yep. All right, I got it here. So, hush my loves, now don't you lie. Karma's got a way of making things right. So, I don't really know, because we all know that Annie made a song about Hayden. It was like, for sure. It was called Over Getting Over You. It talked about that she didn't want to be the second girl or whatever. And, yeah. So, I don't think it is about him, because I think that Brat wrote it, because it's made through Brat. But then again, probably, you never know.
Probably. I agree that it's probably Brat that wrote the song.
Mm-hmm.
And they think it's relatable to, like, a lot of teen girls, I guess.
Yeah. I'd agree, because, I mean, even though this could be directed at Hayden, Maybe she like sings it with the intent of directing at Hayden, but I don't think she wrote it about Hayden. I don't think she wrote it in the first place. I think if anyone wrote it,
Yeah.
I think like Brat probably bought the song from somebody or someone made it that works with Brat. So yeah. That's
Yeah,
our
I
opinions on
agree.
that. Now let's move over to the One Thought Away music video. Have you watched it yet, Peyton?
I watched some of it. Remember?
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about our thoughts and opinions on it. So yes, get it, Peyton.
Sam, please don't waste my time. I wanna stay.
Okay, so
And you know it's
I
true.
watched it and I thought it was pretty
I'm gonna
good. But yeah, you watch it. Okay. I thought it was pretty okay. Just make sure you have your sound off, Peyton. Anyways, I watched it. I thought it was
Okay.
okay. I definitely expected more, maybe like a kiss or something, like more like drama. But I think that it was very well directed by Nayip Ramos. I hope I'm saying that right. I thought it was really well directed. I thought it sounded pretty good. And
Oh, this is the audio. I don't believe
it was filmed really close to where me and Peyton live, at the Camarillo Airport. And basically, personally, I thought that it could have been better. I thought there could have been a little bit more like dialogue, kind of like what happened in the beginning where he's on the phone with Wiz Khalifa. I feel like there could be more of that and not just like directly get into the song, because when you have like a little bit of like action before your music video, it like sets the story more and makes it more interesting. And there wasn't much of that. He literally just got a phone call from Wiz Khalifa, and yeah.
Like, I agree. He should have done something more like, if you know this Billie Eilish song called My Strange Addiction, she does a lot of dialogue throughout the
Yep.
song and it kind of tells the whole story. But with this, I didn't really get that.
Yeah, I felt like unsatisfied. I expected much more from Asher and his team, knowing that this was like his like first big song, I guess. I mean, there's chemistry, but this is like his first like real song, and he just signed with
I
Hitco
agree.
to make this song. And I really expected more. I feel like it was kind of like cliche, just a bunch of dancing around, and Annie was like barely in it, and so was Wiz Khalifa. I feel like it was more of just like shots of Asher dancing than actual like a story being told, and I didn't like that about that. And I feel like they could do better next time, but I don't think it was bad. So.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, I agree with the whole Annie situation in the video. Make sure you guys go check it out. Like they're so cute, but I would want more Annie in it. If he's gonna sing a song about a girl being one thought away, you need
You need the girl in it more.
that thought back in the video.
I know. I feel like the song and the video didn't match up well. I guess I get what he was trying to do, like he was getting on a plane with Wiz Khalifa to like, but it was confusing. Like, I don't know if he was in a dream or what was happening. It just,
Oh my God,
yeah.
yes, I agree. Like one thought away, how does that have anything to do with airplanes?
I know.
First of all, airplanes and at an airport. I mean, I guess it's like a cool
Scene. Yeah.
setting,
It's cool.
but like trying to show off, oh, we're rich, we have a private jet. But like,
Yep.
no.
Personally, like, it didn't match up. Okay, it'd make much more sense if it was like about like doing anything to see or something. But really, his song was pretty much, I think I could pull up lyrics. His song was pretty much just about, being one thought away from somebody. And the whole point was that they weren't together. They weren't with each other, so he was only one thought away. But in the music video, they're with each other, so how would he be one thought away? You know what I'm talking about?
I get it. Yeah.
Like,
But they're so cute in this video, and Annie looks so pretty. Like the costuming and like the hair and makeup in this video was so
I
good.
think it was much better than the chemistry music video. I feel like they did Annie bad with that makeup. It just did not fit her face. So yeah, I think that the costuming and the makeup was so much better on this music video. I thought that the effects were pretty cool too. I mean, there was like some scenes where like they were like dancing in the dark with these laser lights. That was pretty cool. But I just wish that there was like more of a story being told. and it was like more clear of a story because like I kind of got what was going on, but then again I didn't. Like, was he actually there? Like, how do you just like, okay, it needs to be more realistic for me to believe it, because like how do you just call Wiz Khalifa and hop on a jet with him? You know what I'm talking about? So I
Yeah.
wish they
I feel like, I also feel like there shouldn't have been so many cheesy scenes. Like super like basic couple scenes with him and Annie. If he was gonna put Annie in it, they should have been like doing something like I maybe like not like super cute like it was, maybe like in between, like not just them standing there like cuddling, like no. I feel like it should have been like something like cute, like dancing or
Yeah, it
something.
felt a little bit like it felt okay. Music videos like this are supposed to feel like real, and this all felt so staged, which I don't like.
Yeah. I just watched the thing, like while we were talking. It was very like
And I understand that every music video is
not
staged. I mean, you don't just have a camera rolling around filming your life. But, like, the whole point of music video is to feel like it's a real thing and you're actually there. Like, it's not supposed to feel like you're sitting down watching some kid dance. Like, it wants, it, yeah, it needs to, like, flow. And I didn't get that flow from the music video.
I also feel like everyone thought they were gonna kiss in the video, and everyone's kind of let down when they didn't.
And I think, yeah, that was a big letdown because I think I could pull up things. Like, I feel like, I think I remember seeing this comment where, like, someone was like, are you guys gonna kiss in the music video? And he like, did something, like, replied with, like, a heart or, like, a maybe or something. And I feel like they kind of teased that and, like, they kind of, like, screwed everybody over because everyone, I, like, okay, let's be honest here. If Annie wasn't in that music video, not as many people would watch it. You know what I'm talking about?
That's true, because Annie brings along a lot of young followers. But here's where my next point is. One of the lyrics in the song says, at 2:17 it says, then you get on top of me. At 2:24 they say, lady in the streets but a freak in the sheets. They're literally 15 years old, and Annie brings along a lot of young followers, and so does Asher because he was Jonah. And so that like probably wasn't very appropriate for them to be saying in that song. And also Asher got some shade from this video or from the song, because Charlie Puth has one call away and Asher has one thought away.
And it both has Wiz Khalifa, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's a bit interesting. But then also, about the whole line thing, line situation, I was watching an interview with Asher from the Zach's, I'm gonna, and I quote, the Zach Sane Show podcast. And they were talking about the lyrics in this song, and Asher said something, I cannot quote this because I don't have like a written transcript of what he said, but something along the lines of he was surprised when he heard it. He was like, whoa. And I mean, he was not the one who wrote the song, but I feel like, especially since Asher and Annie both appeal to a younger audience, like, I'm sorry, but there's no like 30-year-olds that are going to go and listen to that song.
It's more of like a teenage song, like summer song or
But
whatever.
then again, I feel like there's more like I feel like the age range that Annie and especially Asher is hitting because he's in the Disney Channel franchise is kind of like the 8 to 10 range. And I mean, imagine just like having this song blasting in your house and then those lyrics come on. I know that my parents would be like confused about that. So
Oh, yes.
I feel like it just like it's okay. I understand. I understand that like Asher is 16 and he's growing up and his music is like, you know, I'm like, yeah, he's 16, but like his audience isn't 16. It's all about your audience. You could be 7 years old, and if everyone that's watching you is 30 years old, you could have a whole entire rap song with a bunch of explicit lyrics. But I mean, when you're 16 years old, like those lyrics aren't bad for like a 16-year-old at all, but really when you're like appealing to like 8-year-olds, like it's not right. So I feel like they should have been double checked that before they put the song out there.
Totally agree.
Because Asher does not appeal to his age range. Like, 16-year-olds aren't, like, blasting his song. You know what I'm talking about? Like, there might be some of them, but, like,
Yeah.
that's not his
I
audience.
wouldn't know who Asher I wouldn't know who Asher Ranger was if I didn't watch Andy Mack, like, when I was younger.
Exactly.
And, like, he's only famous because of Andy Mack. I don't think anyone really knows him otherwise.
Yeah.
But also, like, it really, it's, like, exactly how you said, like, no 16-year-old is going to go watch or listen to this song.
Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't, because not a lot of 16-year-olds watch Andy Mack.
Exactly.
And, like, and Annie, too, because Bertaley was, like, a family channel. Mm-hmm. And the only person that got, like, famous, like, Bertaley got famous. I know this is going to sound, like, really, like, mean, but I think Bertaley kind of blew up when Caleb died because everyone felt so bad for their family.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, oh, they lost a kid. Like, that's so sad. And then that's how Annie got discovered. And Annie's on Nickelodeon. She, like, hosted the orange carpet at Kids' Choice.
Which we were at.
Yes. But it's, like, you shouldn't, like, if you're literally hosting the orange carpet at Kids' Choice Awards and you're going to be in a music video that has lyrics like that, you got to, like, manage your reputation, boo-boo.
Exactly. And it could definitely be worse. And this is no hate towards any of them. Like, I know that I'm a huge, like, Asher and Annie supporter. I love them both. We know them, you know. I mean, like, we've seen them both. I've been to one of Annie's parties, me and Peyton with the Kids' Choice Awards. It's been, like, yeah, like, it's, like, I, like, love both of them, but, like, there's, like, a point where you have to draw the line between loving someone and then criticism. And, you know, I thought the song was a great song, and I thought that Annie and Asher and Wiz did great in the music video. I just think that you definitely should, like, think about who's watching the video and what they're going to take away from that music video. And I think that those lyrics were just kind of, in a way, like, sexualizing Annie and Asher, and I don't think that was okay.
I know. I totally understand that.
Yeah.
And I don't know how Annie's mom felt about this.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, okay, I wonder how parents reacted when someone that likes Asher Angel, mm-hmm. Per se you, if you were, like, 9, 10,
yep.
If you were, like, that age, how would your parents, like, react to you listening to a song that says, oh, she's a lady in the streets but a freak in the sheets?
Yeah, I mean, like,
how would your, like,
even now, I feel
my parents,
like,
would, like, take everything away from me.
I feel like even now, like, when I played that song, my mom was kind of, like, surprised by that because my mom knows Asher as, like, Jonah Beck from Disney Channel, like, this sweet, oblivious child, innocent child.
Yeah, everyone does.
But then you listen to the song, it's kind of like, whoa, Wiz Khalifa?
What?
Like,
yeah.
And I know that he wasn't the one who said the lyric, but, like, I mean, first of all, okay, being a Disney star and putting Wiz Khalifa on the track is kind of questionable in the first place.
That's what I, like, when you first told me about the song, like, oh, Asher Angel's coming out with a song with Wiz Khalifa, I was like, isn't Wiz Khalifa a rapper?
Yeah.
Like, total opposite of Asher.
Uh-huh. And I do understand that since Annie Mac is ending and he's growing up, that he is trying to step out of the Disney Channel phase. But I feel like he could have been taking a more, you know, slow approach. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, after Andy Mack was, like,
okay. Yeah, because there's still, like, 4 more episodes to go of Andy Mack. Oh, actually, let me check that, because I'm trying not to get anything wrong here, because that's bad when you get your facts wrong. So, yeah, I feel like, okay, the first new episode of Andy Mack, I think, okay, it's either 8 or 4. I'm not sure. Either 8 or 4 episodes left, but what the main idea is, there's still episodes of Andy Mack left. This is not the end of Andy Mack yet. I feel like if he was going to release a song like that, he should have been waited at least 6 months to put it out, because then he's not really a Disney Channel star anymore. I mean, yes, he'll still be a Disney Channel star because he was on Disney Channel for, like, 3 years, but he's You know what I mean.
Yeah. And then I'm reading some of the comments under the video, and someone commented, great song. It really hit me hard with some of the lyrics, though. Skis, 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 skis.
Yeah. It's kind of shocking coming from him because, okay, well, let's talk about his view. So I think we could all view Asher Angel as, you know, that, like, sweet, kind person, like,
literally angel,
a heartthrob, you know. He's kind of like your modern day, who could you compare him to? He's kind of like your modern, he's like your Gen,
Justin
yeah,
Bieber.
He's like Justin Bieber before Justin Bieber went bad. Like, it was a heartthrob. Every teenage girl out there loves Asher Angel, you know, and, it's kind of like more of like a punk song for him, I feel. So, I don't know. I just have mixed feelings on the song. I think it's kind of shocking for him because he went from singing songs about snow globe wonderlands and going on a trip with a girl to being
sleep wide awake.
Yeah, let's get away. To making songs about with like lyrics like that. And I think it just comes as a shock for him. And getting back to what I was talking about before, it's not about age. It's kind of about your perspective on things. So, like, think about it this way. You have the Asher Angel type who's 16 and very sweet, teenage heartthrob. Everyone loves him. And then you have a 16-year-old, which I don't know, like, what 16-year-old was like this, but, like, just say, kind of like you could, like, relate it to Billie Eilish when she was 16. Her, like, approach is less, like, oh, my God, that's the pretty boy. Like, she's, like, more, like, grungy. Like, if the song came from Billie Eilish, it would be, like, just, like, another song from her. You know what I mean? It's really just about your view, I guess.
I'm going to read the lyric. I'm going to read the Wiz Khalifa's verse.
Okay.
With just have thought of me, you'd be like, that's the only place I ought to be. Get rid of all the diamond rings and the property. You say that I'm the only one that do you properly. I get you to the crib, then you get on top of me.
Yeah.
You do it, damn, but you never get enough of me. We take a trip, hit the beach for a couple weeks. Lady in the streets, but a freak in the sheets. I ain't trying to play no games. Got a bottle with my name. Spend the night up where you stay. Keep it G. Swear to God, I ain't no fake. Listen hard to what I say, because I'm with Ottawa.
Yeah, so also, I'd like to mention that I was watching the live stream with Annie and Asher. They were together, and they were singing the song, and they sang it all the way up to those verses. So I think they know. They know that that's kind of questionable, because here's what happened. So they were singing the song, they're singing Wiz's verse, and basically they sang, she was like, Annie was like singing it to get on top of me, and then after she's like, I know, like the part where she like got right in front of the part where it's lady in the streets, and she got right in front of that, and then she's like, you know what, I know all the song, I don't have to sing it. And like, I don't think that's a coincidence, because like, when do you ever see, like, them singing, like, Asher on his live singing that part of the song? Like, never. So,
exactly.
I don't think it's coincidence. I think they know.
Yeah. Agreed.
And I don't think Asher's to blame for it. I know he didn't write the song, especially Wiz Khalifa's verse. And, yeah. So, we have some topics from our story moving on from the one thought away situation.
Should we talk about the James and Tati scandal?
That's kind of over, but maybe we'll bring it up if someone wants us to. So let's see here. We have Avi and Danny, Amanda's boy problems, how to get over someone. What do you think we should discuss?
Not definitely not Amanda, because, you know, sorry, Amanda, but not a lot of people know who you are.
Yeah. So we have Avi.
We could talk about how to get over someone.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that. So I guess
don't let them.
Yeah, go ahead, Peyton.
Okay, I'm gonna start. Sorry.
Okay.
But don't let them get, like, so involved in your life that you, like, need to, like that you have to think about them every day, even if you're, like, even if you're trying to get over them. Like, it shouldn't get to that point where you talk about them so much, like, make them so relevant in your life, lives that, like, you can't stop thinking about them, even if you're, like, not together anymore, or you had a crush on them, but, like, they kind of shot you down, so. You shouldn't make them that relevant that you need to think about them every single day. Like, they're always in your, like, mind, on your mind. Uh-huh. And that's, like, kind of what I have to say.
You know, I would agree, but then again, I feel like I do exactly what you said not to do.
Asher Angel.
No, you know who I'm talking about, but you better not say his name on here.
Oh,
uh-huh. Okay, yeah, so I agree with that kind of, but then again, it would be hypocritical of me to do that, because I feel like I, like, get much too head over heels, and then, like, they end up, like, I mean, I wouldn't say the person I currently, like, I mean, we all know what happened there, but
it's not like you talk about him every single second of the day.
But okay, here's my opinion. If they, okay, and I've done this thing so many times, if they have, like, no clue who you are, and you don't even know them, don't fall in love with them, okay? That's just a bad idea. Me. Because, yeah, like, Peyton and Jack Grazer.
Jack Dylan Grazer.
Because then it's really bad. Because they don't even know who you are, and then they think of you as, like, a creep because you know everything about them. Not really celebrities, because obviously celebrities know that their fans know everything about them, but, like, people, like, that you actually, like, know or, like, go to school with or whatever. Because then they're just going to think you're weird that you literally know everything about them, but they don't even know your name. So don't do that.
So I'm not, like, I'm not a big stalker, though. I'm, like, I'm not... Mm-hmm. Like, I think, like, a celebrity's cute, but I won't go, like, searching up their address or, like, something like that.
Yeah, You know, I don't search up their address. I don't know the people I like address.
You went to Annie LeBlanc's house, Peyton.
Yeah, that was because I thought the houses looked like hers, and then I saw on the League account her address, and I was like, oh my god, that is her house. So, yeah, but...
I'm on thought away.
To get over somebody, like, you know, we need to go back to the topic of what the question was actually asking, is how to get over someone. Well, Amanda, to get over somebody, you really just gotta think about your life before having them in your life. Like, your life, okay, it's just like, okay, I tell this to people all the time. Like, say you get money, like, you get $100, and then you spend it, right? And then you're like, wow, I'm broke now. And it's like, well, you lived without that money before, right? So you could live without it now. So it's just like with another person. Like, think before your life, before you met that person, or before you even cared about that person. Like, I mean, let's just say that your life was great. Your life could still be great without them, because your life was great without them. So, yeah. Also, I don't think you should, like, depend on anyone for your, like, you shouldn't base your life around someone except for yourself. I mean, like, yeah, like, you should care for other people and, like, be friends with people. But you should never, like, base your life around somebody except yourself. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's more important to do things for yourself than... just worry about another person all the time. I think that I have not listened to my own advice for a long time with that, because I pay more attention to other people than myself. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, now let's move on to another topic. I know this is kind of biased, but don't make accounts about school.
Yeah.
Don't, like, make an account, like, a T account about your school. Because then you could post something about someone, and it could really, really hurt someone's feelings. Like, I remember, like, this last school year,
mm-hmm.
someone created a T account, and they asked people to send them things about people. people
yeah,
out
rate
of school.
People.
And, like, would be like, okay, blah, blah, blah. I think this person is so rude, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to say this person's name because I don't want to expose them like that.
Uh-huh.
But someone DM'd and said, I hate this person. They're so mean and rude. And then the person saw the, like, got tagged in that, in the photo.
Yeah.
And told their parents. Mm-hmm. And their parents went on social media and posted about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it could really hurt someone's feelings saying, like, that you hate them.
Mm-hmm.
And then posting about it. Or you're just, like...
Not just, like, hate them. Like you
could see about, like, ooh, the prettiest person at our school. Or stuff like yeah. that. Like, you shouldn't do that.
I mean, you have the right to, like, hate somebody, but you should never, like, put that on the internet, because then it just makes that person feel bad about themselves. And one of my least favorite excuses is, like, oh, I didn't mean it. It's, like, a joke. It's a prank. Whatever. It's, like, it doesn't matter what it is. You still did it, and you still hurt that person's feelings, so you should just apologize for it and never do it again. But somehow, they end up doing it again. So, yeah.
Hurt me.
And I think that, like, T-pages are, like, kind of, like, okay. I know this is, like, hypocritical because we're literally a T-podcast. But we try to be as least unbiased as possible and kind of just tell you what's happening and, like, give us our opinions on it. But we try to be unbiased. Kind of like when you're talking politics, you got to be unbiased, like, about abortion laws, you know. It's, like... It's kind of like how everyone says that you can't bring your religion into politics. You can't bring your opinion on people into, like, facts. Okay, so, like, all right. Let's say that there's a girl named... Let me think of somebody that we don't know.
Miss Keisha.
Miss Keisha. There's a girl named Miss Keisha. And there's a rumor going around about Miss Keisha that she... That someone that... named... Someone named Layla... Mm-hmm. saw Miss Keisha with another guy. So basically Miss Keisha wasn't with another guy, okay? But Miss Keisha's friend stood up for Miss Keisha even though she wasn't there and didn't see anything. She says that Miss Keisha wasn't with another guy. Now, even if the person is your friend, you should never do that, because what if they actually were? Then you guys are both gonna look stupid. So you should always stay unbiased as possible, and then you'll never have a problem. So if you weren't there and you didn't see what happened with your own eyes, don't ever get into anything. So that's my opinion.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I'm on your story, your Insta story.
Even if, like, it's, like, your best friend, like, they have to fight their own battle. They know what they did. You don't. So... I always think you should always own up to it. Amanda wants us to talk about her drama, but no one knows who she is, so we're not going to do that.
No, we're not going to do that. This is about celebrities, boo-boo, and, like, life events.
Mm-hmm. And our life events.
I'm trying to... think of other things. Make sure you go on, like, Peyton's Instagram and...
Okay, so now we're going to move on to... How do you say XXXTentacion? I'm really sorry if I get that wrong. Basically, we're going to be talking about it. It marks a year since he was shot and killed in... Where was it? Florida? I don't know. I'm so sorry. Okay, this podcast isn't just about people we talk about. It's... about everyone. So if we get these facts wrong, it's because we don't really know who these people are. So personally, I never listened to him, and the first time I heard about him was when he was killed. So I literally don't know anything about him. But today marks go ahead.
I didn't listen to his music. Like, I heard his music before because a lot of people had talked about him.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I was on Instagram one morning, like, when like, the shooting happened, I was on Instagram, and all of a sudden, like, all these things on my Instagram popped up saying, oh, XXXTentacion was, like, killed,
mm-hmm.
like, shot and killed, And I was like, oh my gosh, that's like terrible. That was like, and I was so sad for like all the people who like listen to his music.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it on the radio.
Yeah.
And like, they're pretty good songs, but like not something I would personally listen to.
Same here.
And like, I don't know, but he was like a really good guy, and he was like trying to start a charity too.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I feel really bad. Like, yeah.
Kind of,
I don't have a lot to say about it because I don't want to get any facts wrong. So.
Same here, especially since he's deceased, you don't want to get anything wrong because that's very disrespectful.
Like, offend people.
Yeah, so moving on to, let's move on to, like, have you heard of Nipsey Hussle?
I have, but I'm, like, I'm not really familiar with,
okay.
The topic.
Yeah, I know a little bit more about it than the X thing, so I guess I could talk about it. So, this is kind of related to what happened, now, okay, I don't want to get any facts wrong, I don't know, I still, okay, you know what, maybe I just shouldn't talk about this, because I don't know if it's gang-related, or somebody just killed them because they didn't like them, or whatever, but, basically, I feel like the connection between X and Nipsey was that both of them had kind of, like, a bad past, and they were just trying to, like, fix things, but someone killed them. It's right when they were going to fix stuff. So it's kind of unfortunate. I feel really, really bad. And rest in peace to both of them. So we're going to both look for some more topics. If you have any suggestions, Peyton, just go ahead and text them to me.
I have a topic.
Mm-hmm.
Honey Boo Boo apparently won't move back in with Mama June until Gino. I don't know if that's how you say his name.
Yes, I love this. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so
Gino,
Honey Boo Boo I'm on the TMZ website right now because that's the first thing that came up when I searched up the Honey Boo Boo team.
Mm-hmm.
And according to TMZ.com, Honey Boo Boo begged her mom to straighten out her life a while back, tearfully pointing out that she's currently living with her older sister, Pumpkin, and not by choice, but by necessity. It's pretty obvious she wants to be with her mom, but not in a chaotic, unstable, and dangerous environment. And there's this. We're told if push comes to shove and nothing changes, Pumpkin will go to court and fight to gain custody of her little sister.
Mm-hmm.
Our sources say so far, June hasn't expressed interest in getting her daughter back. Tough situation for sure.
That is unfortunate. Have you watched the episodes?
Of what?
Of Mama June from Not So Hot, where all this is happening.
No.
Okay, I have. So, basically, what is going on is June is no doubtedly in a mentally and physically unstable place. She's been having what the paramedics called in the show mini strokes, and I'm not sure if the show is staged. I mean, I know there are some parts that are definitely staged, but I'm not sure if this direct part was staged, but paramedics said she was having mini strokes and something they called episodes, quote unquote. And basically what will happen is she'll like blank out, and like Pumpkin and like everyone on the crew of the show will be like clapping and yelling in her face like June, and she will literally just be out of it, and then she'll wake up and she'll be like, what? And then they'll be like, we were just screaming and clapping at you and you didn't do anything. She's like, that never happened. So she's pretty much having mini strokes called episodes. And yeah, so basically, it obviously Alana shouldn't be there in that physical state because her mom might have a stroke and she might die, and then there would be nothing, like Alana would be, you know, that would be horrible. So basically, of course, she shouldn't be with her for that. But then also, Gino, her boyfriend, is obviously a bad influence on the whole entire family. He's kind of ruining their life, as Pumpkin said. And Pumpkin went on a video call with a psychic, and the psychic told Pumpkin, and I mean, personally, I don't know if I believe in psychics because they could just be telling you BS, you know?
I also have another topic.
What?
Like, we're moving on fast, but apparently Zachary Levi, who played Shazam in the movie, mm-hmm. Shazam, made an awkward joke at the MTV Movie Awards about Kim Kardashian's past.
Oh, gosh.
And, like, he decided to, like, he opened the show, so... He delivered a Kim Kardashian sex tape joke.
That is embarrassing. Did Kim have a response on it? Do we know that yet?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. Okay. But I think she must have been so embarrassed, though. Like, imagine just...
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch the video, because it... But, yeah, a lot of tea has happened in the past couple weeks.
Yep, that is so true. And there's going to be more since this is only our first – this is our second day of summer. So, we have a lot coming for you guys.
You got a whole nother thing coming, sweetheart.
America's other sweetheart, Ray J from Love & Hip Hop, is here. Although I'm sure some of you are more familiar with his work as a cameraman. I'm sorry, it was collectively a great idea.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. So the podcast heard that. That's like
and embarrassing. And then the lady sitting next to him, I think his like probably new girlfriend or wife flipped mm-hmm. off the camera.
Oh god, that's sad.
I was like, oh my gosh, that sucks.
Alright, so we're coming up on 51 minutes here, and this is going to be the end of our show today. We'd like to thank you for listening. We are going to try to find a way how to kind of link this podcast up to, like, a question thing so you could ask questions or whatever. But our next show, I think when do you think these will come out? Every week, Peyton? I'm not really sure. I guess...
Every Tuesday is fine.
Maybe every Tuesdays. Whatever, okay, it will come out every week, but we don't really have a date. Okay, it'll just be whenever it happens. So, our social medias is my Instagram is Peyton H. Liddy. So it is Peyton, P-E-Y-T-O-N, the letter H, and then Liddy, L-I-T-T-Y. And Peyton's Instagram is?
_ P-A-Y-T-O-N, Peyton, F-A-Y, Faye.
All right, so you can follow this both of those places, and if this comes out on Apple Podcasts, which it probably will, then we will be making an Instagram for this podcast. So, also, we're going to probably be having some guest stars on our podcast, you know, maybe some of our friends from school for sure, to get their opinions on everything that's going on right now. And also, maybe even some celebrities, maybe we could get one of the angels in here. But yeah. We'll definitely have some special guests. It won't just be me and Peyton. So you can expect a lot. We hope you enjoyed this podcast today, and we'd like to thank you for listening. Bye. Yeah.